It's time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happy Friday. Here we are again to delve into the world of real estate, joined by Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Here you are again.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and it's always good to be here.
So this week, we're talking about something that really goes beyond real estate transactions and yard signs. We're talking now about Keller Williams Red Day and your team's work on Thursday with Umpqua Valley Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, yes, Kyle, and this one matters because home is bigger than a house. So Red Day stands for Renew, Energize, and Donate, and it's Keller Williams' global office closure day. So not just here in Roseburg, but globally, all the Keller Williams offices were working on projects. And yesterday, 10 members of our team in our Keller Williams office and other vendors we worked with stepped away from their phones, contracts, appointments, and all the usual day-to-day work to help with the new home construction project that Umpqua Valley Habitat for Humanity was building for a lucky family.
That is so cool because people hear real estate immediately think it's just buying and selling.
Yeah, but home means stability. So it means a place where kids grow up, families gather, and people build a future. And Habitat's mission is creating strength, stability, and self-reliance through affordable housing opportunities here in Douglas County. And we were just carrying materials, helping with projects, putting up walls, cutting out windows, and honestly, just showing up and serving as a team.
And I bet some of the agents discovered construction skills they didn't know they had.
Yeah, man, I had to actually use a hammer. It's been a while since I did that, but you know, maybe I missed a few times. And sawzalls, I stayed away from those, but we had some team members that were qualified or semi-qualified for that.
Very good. So for people listening who hear this and think they would like to get involved with something like this, how do they start?
Yeah, so an easy way is, you know, people can volunteer on build sites, help at community events, support neighborhood projects, or donate financially through one-time or recurring gifts. And you can even contribute reusable materials. But another easy way is to support the brand new Habitat Restore on Diamond Lake Boulevard, because all of those proceeds help support housing projects right here in Douglas County.
That building is right next to ours, so somebody doesn't have to know how to operate a nail gun to help them.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, coming out there and trying new things, you're going to learn new skills.
All right. If somebody wants to get more involved, how do they contact Habitat directly?
Yeah, so they can give Habitat for Humanity a call at 541-672-6182 or email info@umpquavalleyhabitat.org.
All right, perfect. So we've got some week-over-week activity numbers to report. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so we're still seeing movement, which is important. So new listings increased from 66 to 72. That's about a 9% increase week-over-week. So more inventory is coming on the market.
And more options for buyers then.
Yeah, and we also saw pending homes increase from 45 to 49 week-over-week, about a 9% increase. And that's encouraging because homes are continuing to move into contract.
So that means buyers are not sitting on the sidelines.
Nope. Activity is still happening. And we also saw back on market properties increase from 9 to 17. So that's a pretty significant jump. Maybe some homes are coming off market because of inspections, or maybe they, I don't know, expired and didn't sell.
All right. So maybe we've got sellers coming in closer to where the market is already is and getting ready for the prices, right?
Yep. And we did see some price changes because those decreased from 70 to 52, about a 26% decrease. And, you know, moving on to sold properties, that dropped this week from 51 to 35, roughly a 31% decrease. But, you know, that's just a windshield or a rear view mirror. So look at all those pendings that just went pending this week. We're going to see an uptick in sold properties in the next couple of weeks.
So what's the overall takeaway?
So the overall story is activity. New listings are increasing, homes are going pending, and buyers and sellers are still moving. So it's not a sitting market.
All right, let's talk homes because you've got quite a variety this week.
Yeah, we do. And I don't know. This one caught your eye, I heard.
It did. I took a look online. Oh, my gosh.
So check out this home in the Royal Oaks neighborhood, 18 Ridgewood Drive. This one is listed at $875,000. It is amazing. The showstopper is the backyard patio. So if you like entertaining, hosting gatherings, parties, it's got that beautiful in-ground pool. It's surrounded by lush palms. It's got your built-in brick pizza oven and a hot tub. I mean, that's not it. Like, it's a private retreat. It's got a water feature. It's a gazebo, guest spaces, workshop. The shop, the house is 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, but the shop is mint clean, and it has its own bathroom and a nice-sized private office.
Man, and you said pizza oven. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's where people usually perk up, so...
All right, that's on Ridgewood Drive.
Yeah, and another unique property is 585 Pegasus Lane in Roseburg, listed at $1.3 million. This is a 5-bedroom home with 3 baths on 2 acres, 3,100 square feet on one level. You've got that gourmet kitchen, get a 3-bay RV shop, and it's in that Pegasus community with equestrian amenities. So that's listed with Ben Tatone at Roseburg Realty.
All right, now for some of us in the middle class, let's come down to earth a little bit.
Well, for someone wanting some country living and land, 2529 Northside Road in Sutherland is listed at $535,000. This is 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 13.58 acres with mountain views. It's got an 8-stall horse arena, tack rooms, a feeder barn. So great for hobby farming or equestrian use. This is listed with my partner, Deidre Joven at the Mary Gilbert Group.
All right. What about if somebody wants something moving ready?
Yeah, check this one out in Winston, 186 Wood Duck Street. Offered for sale at $385,000. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, new flooring, room for a fifth wheel, easy maintenance living. Listed with Eric Ott at the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
And I see you've got one over on Northeast Kirby.
Well, check out Kirby Street, 110 Kirby Avenue in Roseburg. This is $419,000. 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, recently renovated with a remodeled primary suite. It's got RV parking, hot tub, and Newton Creek behind the property. Listed with Audrey Frabel at eXp Realty.
What about maybe a condo opportunity?
Yeah, so looking for affordability, low maintenance, 26 Northwest Mountain View Drive, offered for sale at $215,000. So these are neat townhouse style condos with the loft space that could become an office or a guest room. Additional living space, this condo association does have an in-ground pool. They have a one-car garage. So great views right in town. Listed with Delita Dixon at eXp Realty.
Man, this week is great. We're covering everything from condos all the way up to the luxury estates.
Exactly.
So let's talk open houses.
Yeah, so if you want to check out 18 Ridgewood Drive, you have an opportunity tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m. It's going to be open. Sabrina Schecksnyder is my partner, and she's going to be hosting that. Check out this pool in that pizza oven. So this is a mid-century modern home. Check it out, 11 to 1.
Are you going to be demonstrating the pizza oven?
That's a great idea. I need a volunteer. So if someone wants to come help cook a pizza, I'll be there for that.
All right. What? One more.
260 Southeast Logan Street in Winston. This is a brand new construction home built by Premier Home Construction. Offered for sale at $439,900. This is going to be open tomorrow from noon until 2 p.m. with Brett LaFrance at the Mary Gilbert Group. Brand new house, 1,600 square feet. I love it because it's so convenient to the Brose Orchards and Farms. Get your fresh produce there.
All right, perfect. If people want to figure out this whole homeownership thing, how do they get connected?
Yeah, so definitely. You can always give us a call at 541-366-6080. Go visit us online at marygilbert.com or 2658 Northeast Stevens Street. We're there Monday through Friday. And we'll see you next Friday.
All right, Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today, wrapping up the morning report. It's 9 o'clock.